My maternal grandfather was a great intellectual and a militant atheist, and the first thing he did with me when I learned how to write my name was schlep me down to the public library and get me a library card. And he was a great influence on my life. He died when I was in my first year in Brooklyn. My grandfather was progressive, but the rest of the family, well, they were Roosevelt Democrats, but they were horrible racists, awful. Until the day they both died, I couldn't stand it. But my mother was tolerant of all my left-wing friends, of whom I had a good number. I was always interested in political things, though I was not a joiner. I guess I was sort of an isolate. I was a reader and interested in art, and a very, very, very major contribution to my life was the fact that we spent summers and then, as I got older, other parts of the year in a farm in upstate New York, and that was one of the things that attracted me to the Farm Corps. I thought I really knew rural America. The other thing I was involved in as a child was the American Labor Party, which was the left-wing party in New York that wasn't the Communist or the Socialist Party. Actually, there was somebody who lived on the floor of my building, a man named Sparky Friedman, who was a taxi driver. He lived across the hall from us, and he was a member of the ALP. And he took me under his wing and gave me lots of stuff to read, and it influenced me a great deal. That was Sparky Friedman's suggestion, that I go to a couple of meetings and meet the people. That's exactly how it happened. It's very interesting to recall that now. And I did all the things that radical kids did in those days. Went to Hoot Nannies, lots of Hoot Nannies, knew Woody Guthrie and other people whose name I can't remember. Not Lee Hayes, the black, Lead Belly. Actually, I knew Lead Belly. And that was also a very powerful influence on my life.